Today, you know, we celebrate the feast of St. Michael. It's actually the feast in honor of St. Michael and all of the angels. And we know that God has given the angels to watch over us. We each have our own guardian angel. As we read in the gospel today, our Lord speaking of the guardian angels of children. And we know that in other ways God has deputed the angels for watching over and caring for the different things on earth. And in particular, St. Michael, the archangel, as a special defender of the church, the one that we pray to for our victory in our battles over Satan. Daniel, the prophet in the Old Testament, referred to Michael as the prince of the angels. And St. Jude refers to him as the archangel in his epistle in the Bible. And we read in the book of the Apocalypse of St. John how it was St. Michael that led the good angels in the battle against the wicked angels in the beginning of creation and drove Satan and his followers, the wicked angels, out of heaven. And as we know that Satan and the wicked angels, the devils, they do their best to try to destroy our souls, to lead us to hell, to share in their sufferings, it's a consolation to know that we have other angels, more powerful, St. Michael and the good angels, that God has given them to help us to get to heaven, to conquer these snares of the devil. And so the church has always had a great confidence in the prayers of St. Michael the archangel. He has shown his care over all the faithful at various times in history of appearing during times of tribulation. As we have the Castle San Angelo in Rome, the castle of the Holy Angel, that's a reference to St. Michael that appeared on the top of the castle there. We have the cave on Mount Gargano in Italy where St. Michael appeared several times. I had the privilege of going there last summer and praying there in the cave at the statue of St. Michael there. Sadly, it's entirely Novi Sordo now, and it was packed with people there just making noise and wandering around like it was some sort of museum, typical Novi Sordo, complete loss of faith. But that has been for centuries a place of pilgrimage for Catholics to go there into that cave where St. Michael appeared. We know also that it was in the 1800s that that Leo XIII, the Pope at that time in the late 1800s, one of the longest reigning popes, that he had recourse to St. Michael in this battle against the great evils of our time that were becoming far worse than they had ever been. This is what we have when we pray the Leonine prayers, as is the name for the prayers that we say most days after Mass. We don't say them sometimes when there are other devotions or after High Mass, but most days we say those Leonine prayers, the three Hail Marys, the St. Michael prayer. That St. Michael prayer was, after Mass, was begun by Pope Leo XIII to combat all the evil and particularly the attacks of the enemies of the church, And so we say to, in that prayer to St. Michael, defend us in battle. There's a great battle we have against the devil and against those who attack Christ's church. Those prayers, actually, I wanted to give a little history of them so we perhaps appreciate them more when we pray them. They started actually under Pope Pius IX in 1859. And originally it was just three Hail Marys and the Hail Holy Queen and a prayer. That's a little different than the prayer that we say when we, after the Hail Holy Queen, when we say them. And those prayers were for Rome or for Italy, I don't remember, but in any case, they weren't for outside of Italy. Pius IX ordered them to be said in, at least in Rome, after every Mass, and he encouraged them to be prayed by Catholics elsewhere. He granted an indulgence. They were for the purpose of defeating the attacks of the enemies of the Church who were trying to take away the papal states, the revolutionaries in Italy, were constantly trying to attack the popes and to remove their temporal power, that is, the papal states. The popes ruled in the papal states that were under control of no other ruler, so that the church would be free and not subject to any king trying to take control over the church. And so it was very important that the pope had his own dominions, that he was not inside some other kingdom. And those lands that belonged to the pope had been given to the pope centuries ago by rulers. And the revolutionaries were trying to take them away from the pope. So that was the first purpose of those prayers, was to counter that effort of the revolutionaries in 1859. Well, in around 1870, I think, the revolutionaries did succeed and they took away the power of the pope. And Pius IX was essentially a prisoner in the Vatican. And he died in 1878. And Pope Leo XIII was elected pope then in 1878. And in 1884, after the anti-clericals and the revolutionaries increased their attacks on the church by passing evil laws hindering the church, and by trying to throw the body of Pope Pius IX into the river, Leo XIII ordered those prayers to be extended, to be prayed after every Mass everywhere in the world in 1884. And then 2 years later is when he added the St. Michael prayer that we pray. And there was some changes made in the prayer that we say after the Hail Holy Queen, to pray for the conversion of sinners and for the freedom of the church. Well, in that continued to be a problem, that the popes had their temporal domain taken from them by the revolutionaries. And it continued to be a problem until 1929, when Pope Pius XI, with the Lateran Treaty, settled that issue, and 1 square mile, I think it is, of Vatican City was reserved to be the papal states, the Vatican City, that would be under no one's control but the pope. And so that question of the papal states was resolved in 1929. And so in 1930, Pope Pius XI, he changed the intention for those Leonine prayers. And he said in an allocution that they should from then on be prayed for the freedom, for peace and tranquility and freedom of the Catholics in Russia, who were being greatly persecuted. And he asked that the faithful be reminded often that this is the intention of those prayers. And so that remained the intention of the Leonine prayers after Mass all the way to the death of Pius XII in 1958, and then, of course, the Novus Ordo in their attempt at destroying everything in 1965, they got rid of the prayers with one simple sentence: the Leonine prayers are suppressed. That's how the Novus Ordo got rid of those prayers. Incidentally, I forgot to mention the Sacred Heart invocations we add three times. That was added to those prayers by Pope St. Pius X. So I encourage you, when we pray these Leonine prayers after Mass each day, and we pray this prayer to St. Michael, to remember that prayer to St. Michael was added because of that great confidence that Leo XIII had in St. Michael's power to intercede, to protect the Church in these terrible times, to overcome the attempts of the wicked, and to help us in this battle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.